Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain. And after the emotional rollercoaster that was the two-parter with Sylvain Cloutier, we thought we'd raise the spirits this week with a bit of double trouble. We're not only joined by Matty, we've got Tom Stubley and Emil Svek both joining us live today. Thanks very much for joining us, fellas. So Tom, you're with Matty down at the rink. How are you doing?
Yeah, all good. Getting ready for a second practice.
And Emil, you're joining us live from your home. But big news today is that the visas have arrived. You're ready to head back to Hull.
Yeah. I'm really happy. Just hello, guys. And I came home from practice now, and I'm looking forward for podcast now. And yeah, I got the visa today, home office, and I should be there like on the time. I'm really happy about this.
That's some of the best news I think any Seahawks fans heard all summer, that you know you're all going to be with us ready for September. We're going to crack straight into this one. And to be honest, what would be an interesting point to start off with this week's podcast? We often talk a little bit about how the players got into hockey in their junior development. But of course, with Tom and Emil, it's possible there's a little bit of a different story going on there. Tom, I'm going to start with you first. Your journey into hockey, of course, with the Kingston Crunch and the Sharks. How was it that you found ice hockey and sort of realised it was the sport that you wanted to pursue?
My old man took me to a game when I was four, maybe watching Stingrays, grew up watching Hull, watching Matty, Clutes had on last week. And then started playing when I was like nine. Got into it from there and then played all my junior career at Hull. Yeah, that's how I got into it, really.
And Emil, we've got a little bit of a tour of your house going on here at the moment, live on the podcast. Everyone watching on YouTube will enjoy that one. But Emil, for you, how did you get into hockey? How old were you when you started playing? And sort of how did you sort of, you know, that idea of finding a team and working out that you wanted to play hockey as a career?
About me, this is my father played hockey before. It was a very, very long time. And I think it's he especially bring me to the ice rink and start skating like three, 4 years old. And I didn't really want to play, but after I don't know 1 year until I started playing ice hockey, and now this is my job, if we're saying like this.
A bit of tough love, and you ended up sort of pursuing it as a career. Tom, so throughout your junior career for the Sharks, and then made it into sort of that very late Stingrays team, and then of course into the Pirates that followed. So a lot of that early career was in Hull. How did you find it sort of being thrown into sort of senior hockey, like a lot of the players who come through the Hull system, finding senior hockey at quite a young age?
Yeah, I loved it, to be fair. I mean, I used to train with Stingrays when I was younger, and then started a season where I would have been going into that, then that all disappeared, and out came the Pirates. I had my first year for the Pirates when I was 16, so I was kind of thrown into the deep end there a bit. Because we didn't have the best of teams, probably not too dissimilar to last year, to be fair, for us lot. Because I've watched Hull all through my younger years, and yeah, I loved it, and that's what I always want to do is play for Hull, and yeah, I loved it.
And of course, multiple years at the Pirates, very, very good, years of your career, particularly, if we look at stat lines as well. I know not everyone's obsessed with stats, but the numbers look pretty good. And then COVID hit. And of course, there wasn't a team in Hull when we came back from COVID, and you had a year in Widnes, an NHL one. Was that a sort of a tough one? It's of course you've been at Peterborough, 2016. You'd had a 1 year stint away from home first, but the idea of once again being forced to move away, and the policy that there might not be a team in Hull to come back to, was that a bit of a strange one, a difficult one?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it feels like every other year since I've coming to senior hockey, there's been something, whether that's like Stingrays going and then the EPL went after the year after I played in Peterborough and that went. And then we kind of come back to National League again, finally, and then COVID hit. So it just seems like every other year there's something which crops up, which means you're like forced into a different situation. And yeah, just come about playing for Widnes. And to be fair, I really enjoyed it. Like played way more minutes than I've been used since I did when I was a kid, really. Playing like different situations, like hadn't played power play since I was probably like 16. So yeah, it was good experience, and we had a good room. I enjoyed it. It's a good laugh.
And of course, then Matty, I'm just going to come to yourself. We're talking about nearly 18 months ago now. You sort of had, you know, the idea of the Seahawks was sort of, you know, in its infancy. You had that tough task of building a team. Of course, you've known a bit about Tom, as you do, everyone who comes through the whole system. But was Tom one of those players that you identified early as, you know, sort of be a good sort of young, solid piece of the roster?
He just makes me laugh. So I have to have him here. You know what I mean? He just keeps everyone, he just laughs at everything. So he makes you feel like you're a comedian. You know what I mean? No, he's yeah, he's the same as a couple of them, like, you know, Bonner and Bobby and that sort of age group. Finn now, obviously, as well. You know, they've all sort of, you know, when obviously I'm a lot older than these lot, but obviously when you're playing, you're coming through, you sort of see, as it was Stingrays, I guess, you sort of see the kids that are, you know, we had a lot of them train with us. So obviously we had Sam. He probably was there a lot more. He was older, a bit older than these lads, and played quite a lot more. But and then yeah, we'd have like Lee would come in and train, and Stubbs would be there, and obviously like at that point they are just kids, so you don't know how they're gonna sort of get on. But yeah, I mean, look, they've all sort of progressed, and you know, since obviously, you know, me dropping down into sort of what happened with everything. Like he said, it was, you know, there's all sorts always going on either in Hull or the league or, you know, something. And then obviously, you know, we all ended up back in Hull and playing together. And, you know, we had probably like three or four years of, you know, a really good time. I think everyone enjoyed that time. You know, we won everything and, you know, we had, you know, the best team in the league and, you know, I mean, it was great. Do you know what I mean? We had just, you know, all the lads from Hull and, you know, threw a few of the other lads in from Sheffield. And yeah, I mean, it was probably some of the best years, you know, in terms of off the ice that I've played. And yeah, I mean, when I knew I was doing this, it was, you know, again, I've said this, you know, a million times already on everyone, but Stubbs genuinely was, again, one of the first ones that I spoke. All the lads that from Hull that I knew I wanted, they all got, you know, spoke to straight away. I knew I wanted them all back. You know, not just the fact that they're from here, and obviously it's, you know, it makes sense for them to play close to home. It's more that I know them all as lads, and, you know, I know sort of how they are, and, you know, they all make a good room. Like even last year we had, you know, like you said, we had a tough time with it. We know we've spoke about that at length, but, you know, the lads, you know, they had a good time last year. I mean, look at this kid here eating his tea, just at it. And I've come tonight just to watch these two.
I think that might be the first post.
These two have a serious love affair. Like, they are like boys.
I've seen from Twitter.
Yeah, like they've only known each other a year, but they are best mates. You know what I mean? So we're gonna see some real stuff tonight. So I had to see that. I had to be here to see it.
He's like the Czech version of me, really.
Yeah. You just laugh at everything.
Yeah,
literally.
Got like the same sense of humor. I think we like have the same like perspective and outlook on like the same in terms of like even just talking about just like life. And yeah, he's like my long lost Czech brother, really.
Yeah.
Just here for the ride and to enjoy it. I think that might also be the first sort of during podcast snack we've had as well, Amel. So you've got an award there, first person to eat live on the podcast. I want to come to you now, Emil. So in terms of your senior career, so how did that get underway? So you moving into the senior team, sort of playing adult hockey, You know, he started in Slovakia, is that right?
Yeah, just I started in the Czech Republic, like so close to my hometown, and after juniors, I want to try like something a little bit more, a little bit better, and I moved to Slovakia. They I played like 3 years, I think, like the top league in Slovakia. But I was young. I played like third, fourth line, and was tough. But really enjoyed that, and life like teach me something to for my next steps in my life. And yeah, it was about the hockey. But I am taking like about the life. Everything is and this is better. Better thinking in my head, and after I continue to Poland. That was 3 amazing years in Krakow and 2 years in Nowy Targ. And anyway, Andrej Temar signed today in Nowy Targ. That's.
It was me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's actually me. I'm going to Poland.
Yeah. And after in my head, I had like one thing. I wanted to go to the UK playing ice hockey, and everyone in Czech Republic laugh about it. Yeah, what do you want, like playing ice hockey in UK and everything. And I had my head, my thing. I'm happy that like we can say like dream happened. And but I wanted like speak very well English, but not in this time. Is I need to learn more, and I want to play Elite League. It's for this time, it's not, but it's all right. I'm happy in Hull, and I'm in Hull, and everything is good.
That sounds really awesome. And obviously, you're in the UK now. When you first moved to the UK and obviously moved to Swindon, like obviously I said, like a bit of a language barrier and things like that. Apart from that, how well did you adjust to it, or was it quite difficult, like settling into UK life?
For me, it's I have to say like thank you about Aaron now. To UK, and he gives me like opportunity about this ice hockey and everything, and I know it's about me, like about like guys problem. I have a problem with the teammates, with the something in my life or something. I wasn't prepared for that, but was good for me, like good experience, and I really liked in Swindon about hockey, about the life. But about the life, it's a lot of guys like working, like we can say like everyone, and I was sometimes really really like bored, like was tough time. But after was everything good, and season about me, about the Swindon, maybe we wanted more, but after everything, like we say, like, yeah, good season. And after, yeah, Matty texts me before the, I think it's maybe 1 month after the season, and he start about new team and in how and in everything, and I didn't want like wait for something more, and And yeah, I signed him, and now I won't like I can say like it's for me it was very very like a good choice, and I'm glad this happened.
So Matty, I'm going to come across to yourself again. Of course, Emil said he got the text from yourself about, I don't know, a month after, sir. And two years ago in the National Division. Of course, you know, you were very active as a player that year. But had you seen, or you'll have played against Emil, you know, and of course, you'll have seen, you know, a lot of reports on him, you know, throughout the National League. So was he sort of top on your list of imports, you know, that you wanted to bring into Hull, you know, for last season? How excited were you, you know, when he agreed to, you know, sign for the Seahawks?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was the first import, you know, I had in mind and asked to come here. You know, last year it was one of them where I needed to get a team that I knew, you know, every player. This year's obviously been a bit different in recruitment, but I wanted players that I'd seen play and knew, because, you know, it was the first year, and obviously I needed to be certain that we could get through the year and be, you know, an half decent team, which, you know, we ended up being, you know, Christmas onwards. So but yeah, Emil, we actually played against each other quite a lot up until Christmas, because we ended up playing them in the cup final, so we had two legs against them there. And then, you know, we had some good games, obviously, because, you know, we was a good team in Leeds, obviously, and there was a good team that year as well. And yeah, we had that final. So we just felt like we played against them quite a lot. I think I must have skated past him one game and got real angry at him. And I think he just looked around at me and was just like, what is wrong with you, mate? Like, but he's just like, chill out, mate. It's okay, like this. And I was just like, probably screaming, like, what the fuck? You know, like, just standard. But no, do you know what? Initially, obviously, at the point of trying to sign Emil, I was playing at that point. I didn't know how bad the knee was going to get and sort of where I was at that point. So honestly, I signed Emil to play with me. It was a complete and utter just cherry pick to play with me. I just knew that if he played with me, you know, he was, you know, guaranteed a score and a lot of goals. And I think it would have fit well. It's a shame that I didn't get to play with him. And I said that sort of all year, really. But yeah, it was just one of them. You know, I spoke to Ryan Aldridge about him a lot. You know, they have a good relationship. And Aaron, you know, I speak to Aaron every week. So, you know, he had a lot to say about Emil. He really liked him, you know, and I just think it didn't work out for him in Swindon. But, you know, the fans love him there still. And, you know, he's you know, like he said there, he enjoyed it there. But yeah, it was just a case of that. You know, I got some good feedback on him. I knew him as a player, watching him. I knew he's going to score goals in this league. And yeah, it was that, really, just sort of knowing him, knowing that we needed that in our team, being fairly, you know, last year we just didn't have depth, and I knew that we needed someone like Emil to sort of carry the play for us and the points wise, and in a way it proved to be sort of the wrong choice, really, if you look at it, because we sort of relied on it a little bit too much. But yeah, it is what it is, and, you know, we're a different team this year, so I think he fits more into this year's team. You know, knowing him as a player, I've obviously signed him with that in mind as well. So, yeah, it's Emil fit the bill, and I think he fits in the bill of just everything about Hull. The fans obviously love him now, and he says lad and everything now. He's a proper English old lad. So, yeah, now he fits in. All the lads love him, and he. Yeah, he just fits into what we are here and what we're like.
And I can't agree more. I don't know, from the first moment I met Emil, sort of when he arrived, must have been, was it October time when you arrived last year, Emil? Late October, early November?
Yeah, I think November.
Good vacation.
I absolutely just settled in, you know, so well. But Tom, I'm going to come back to yourself now. Matt has just talked about how Emil fits into this team, but yourself as well. Of course, it's a very different looking decor this year. It's something me and Matt have spoke about, you know, quite great lengths. You know, with Brock, you know, he looks absolutely incredible. You know, we know Liam Danskin's such a great prospect, and Tom Barry's a very experienced defenseman in this league as well. So, how do you, well, yourself, you know, feel about fitting into that? Where do you see your role? Of course, you're a fantastic skate yourself. A great transition between the zones. Offensively minded. You know, we've got quite a number of the defensemen who are quite happy being on the puck in the offensive zone. You know, yourself, Deck, and Brock are, you know, included in that. It's going to be an exciting year to see how that works out, because, you know, it's the one place where, so we were extremely short last year, and it really did hurt at times, didn't it? And, you know, yourself putting the minutes in, you got to hope that you won't be doing that all year this year, but you're excited for the year to come.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's exciting to have some depth really. Like, that's what we were struggling with last year. And like you just said it then, like, we ended up playing some big minutes, and like, especially like Deck Barmer. I mean, he'll absolutely love us saying this, but he played like, you know, 35 minutes a night, like 10 to the 8. He absolutely loves it.
Chocolate. Yeah.
But yeah, so, but it'll be real good to have that depth, and it just gives a bit of a few less minutes, and just means you're less tired and maybe not making fewer mistakes. And yeah, like having like Brock coming in, like, I think that's exciting. Like having someone who's like a genuine offensive defenseman, like, they don't really get that in England really, like someone who's like out and out like that. So I think that'd be really exciting, someone to run the power play. And yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. Should be like probably playing a different role to I did last year, and I'll just do whatever Matty asked me to do to try and get more wins this year. It's ultimately what we're trying to do.
Of course, Martin, you know, as you sort of, you know, grew into the game and sort of, you know, working with myself on the commentary with the Seahawks last year, Tom's a player that sort of got you quite excited a few times with those little darting jollies, should we say, you know, from blue to blue last season.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I love players like that. And like, obviously, the transition from defense to offense and stuff, and making those opportunities happen, and like just a talent on the puck. And it's going to be really exciting to see how he fit into the team, as well as like everybody else. Like, I've said it till I'm blue in the face, and I keep saying the team this year just looks stacked, doesn't it? Like, I'm can't wait to start commentary and being in the gantry with yourself, Connor, and seeing the team and how it unfolds this year. It's just got, I mean, I was hooked last season, even with all the struggles, but this season's just going to be absolutely sublime. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Buzzing for it, aren't you, mate?
Absolutely, always am. I say I'm hooked now. I'm bought in.
You're all in now, mate.
Tell you what, he's buzzing for a new line of merch coming on Sunday. That's one for sure.
I'm buzzing for you, lads, to see the shirts, because they are class. I'm just going to say it as it is. The shirts are class.
I'm very much looking forward to them. I say there's some nice designs around the league already this year, but obviously from what the little tidbits I've heard, I can't wait for these. You know, Matt said, you know, when we spoke with Matt Mallory, that the shirts last year, you know, they were fun to design, but you know, this year sound like they're going to be absolutely brilliant. Emil, I'm going to come back to yourself now, and just about your time. Obviously, you mentioned, you know, you moved to Hull. You said it was a really, really good choice for you to move to Hull. But what is it about the team and obviously your teammates, but also the city? What is it you like about being in Hull?
Yeah, what I'm liking in Hull, I don't know. It's everything. Like, I want to, before the season, after the Swindon, I wanted to stay in UK. And how I said, like, before, like Hull was first and everything, and I didn't want to wait for something more, for something better, and I signed. And in the season, we know everyone, like, home office problems and everything after one hit in my season and ban, and it was tough, but after everything, I can say, like, I really liked, like, my teammates, my like everything, like Joe, Matty, everyone is like friendly to me, and that's what I want, like what I am liking. Like it's, this is not everything like about the, I don't know how to say in English, but if you are to me like friendly, is everything. Like for me is better, like thinking, make the decision and everything, like and my teammates, like I can say, like, you know, it's, I know, like, I know Dag Bamer before the in Swindon. I like really like Sam Towner, it's Nathan Salem, yeah, Stubbs, yeah. That's everything, atmosphere in the dressing room. And we know we had bad year, but that's good. It's in the bad year, like bad season, we like, I felt good and everything good. And now we have, like, I think it's a really good team. Like, I don't want to say like best, but I don't know how much how much cost to Matty and Joe, but but I think we need to show to people, to fans, we are a really good team. Like Bobby Chamberlain is home, like Bonner, two Canard guys, they looking very very good. And yeah, my friend Finn, and this is everything, like really good British player for this league. And I don't know how I will be looking everything, but I think we have to play like up. And if not coming, this is bad season. We need to show to people, we need to show fans, like this is the year we need to show everything, because we have team for this, and we need to show them everything.
No, so everything that you said about that team unity, you can see that even through the tough times last year. That team stuck together, the fans sort of, the bought in, as you say, the team looks very, very good for this year. It's going to be an exciting one. You know, you've mentioned how good the team, you know, is looking with the new additions, you know, the imports, you know, Bobby and Lee coming back. And it's the two Bobbies that I want to mention, of course. Bobby Chamberlain, you know, is another very, very good power forward, a little bit, you know, like yourself, you know, both very, you know, big, very strong for forwards, both with great shots. And then you've got a player like Bobby Young, who's, you know, great on the puck and able to find the shooters in great positions, you know, like yourself, like Bobby Chamberlain. It's going to be good to have someone alongside you this year who can get you the puck in the right position, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, I don't want like comment like two Canard guys, because I never seen them like on the ice, you know, it's on the video, it's but I really really no hope, but I think they are good, because but I don't want say about them something, because I didn't see them like on my eyes. And I'm not guy like this. I'm saying about anyone something, but I can say like about the Chamberlain or Bonner, like, you know, this is for this league, I think it's like in the best British players in this league. And you know, James is fucking, I think he's strong, he's really strong. And you know, Bonner is crazy, you know, he going to the corner fighting about four pucks and everything. And if everything going good, and And Shaw and Finn, you know, I know him about from last year. It's like he is good. I think it's how I'm saying, like, just give me good pass and go to celebrate. I don't, you know, it's I'm joking now, but it's true.
We can tell how excited you are for the season, and a moment I've seen Tom sort of a few little I saw the little wand, I think, as Finn was mentioned. It threw back to Emil using his gifts on Twitter. I think we saw that one. Sorry,
He
Tom, I
loves
didn't quite catch
rugby. He's
that.
playing it.
It's
not.
The king of Twitter that is Emil.
Before signs to come to England, like I didn't like know about the Twitter or nothing, and now I love it. I love gifts and everything. Like, sometimes I'm using this, like, you know, just chill, like not too serious, like, you know, funny. If someone know me, like, you know how I am thinking about my post on the Twitter. This is what I want to say.
I must say, I hope we're going to get a gif on your Twitter about this podcast, Emil. We better get a shout
out. Yeah, for sure. We need to speak about with the staffs about this. You know, he gives me some advice.
Yeah, sometimes if he wants to like write some on Twitter, then he passes it by, throws a few gifts around. It's like, which one? How do I word it? Like, to not sound in English.
I swear there is like a board game style card game sort of thing that's called. It's something GIF related where you pick a GIF depending on a card. And I feel like a birthday present coming for Emil. I think it'd be absolutely perfect for him. Come back to yourself, Tom. Emil's talked a lot about the team for this year, sort of how well the group is sort of already sort of gelled together. You know, the guys you hear from last year, the new guys that are already sort of joining you on the ice. And of course, there is still, you know, Bobby and Brock, who, you know, aren't yet to join you, but very excited to do so. How are you seeing that? I assume it's, you know, more of the same. You know, excited to see that everyone on the ice, how they gel together throughout the season. But excited. We're only, what, 35, 30, something like, even less than that, I think. 30-something days to a back on the ice in anger.
Yeah, I mean, like you touched on, like, all of that. Like, there's loads of lads from Hull, and once you see, like, them coming down to practice, you might not have seen them for a year, but it feels like it's never been away kind of thing. And then, like, yeah, so for the new lads coming in, like, you know, Matty's not going to sign anyone who's not going to fit in a changing room who's not a good guy. So I think that's real important, and that kind of kept us together last year. Cause, you know, they were beating their dead ass about it, but, I mean, it was tough, and I think without a good room, like, it could have gone real, real ugly last year, so... Yeah, I think all the lads coming in seem like they're going to be good guys, and I think having a good room is real important. And as long as we're winning, then I think, yeah, it could be a real fun room to be in. Now, yeah, I'm buzzing for it.
Just before Martin moves us to the next point, I think we're getting round two of Come Dine With Me at Emil's house here. I think it could be a bit of a series going on. I don't think he knows. Is it another snack, Emil? Hungry after training.
what a guy but he Tom, scores, mate, that's it.
Sorry Matty. I think Emil's just lost connection on the audio, but we'll come back to him in just a moment. Tom, I'm going to throw this one over to you just while Emil's joining us once again. Something we mention all the time on this podcast, he's back. Yeah, here he is.
Back.
Hey, Bill.
He wants to hear about his slap shot.
Yeah.
Emil, this has been a question on this podcast every week, nearly, with your slap shot and how much we'd have to pay people to get in the net if they're non-players. We've asked a lot of the players about this slap shot. How did you develop such a good slap shot? Is it something that's, you know, it's hard to put into words, but Is every sort of player and coach you've worked with just looked in awe at your slap shot? It's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, but you know, it's for slap shots, you need the time and good pass, and it's everything like going from the good pass and good situation. You need the time for this. This is not all the time. And what I had, like, I was young and I lived with my friend, and his father has, he had on the garden, or the garden, he had like one net, and I don't know, it was 200 bucks. And I said to myself, I was young, I was like stupid and everything, but every night before the I'm going to sleep, and 200 bucks, and I shoot like maybe 1 year, like not every day, but you know, it's maybe 5 times, 4 times in the week, and maybe that's helped me, because that's why I have like good shot, as I don't know, maybe this.
Can you show Nath how to do that? I mean, all that drill.
Yeah. I say, Tom, as someone who's possibly been on the other end of it in a training exercise, is it frightening? Is it one that you try not to get the body in the way of?
Yeah, if we do penalty kill on training, like as soon as he winds up, I just skate off out of the way. I'm not losing my teeth for his slap shot. It's no chance.
Emil, I'm just going to come back to yourself. So we've talked a lot about on the ice, but you'll be back in Hull in, you know, probably about a month's time. You know, off the ice, do anything you're looking forward to for this year? Of course, seeing all the guys again, you know, that time you get, you know, free time when you're not training. Are you looking forward to being back in the city?
Yeah. It's yeah, for me, it's like within my free time, it's because I have a lot, like Monday, Tuesday, basically Wednesday. Basically in Thursday, because we have practice at 10 o'clock.
That's the week off.
Yeah, this is week off. But now I want to start like help to one guy, and he gives me some opportunity, and I want to take her, and I'm going to help him. And for me, it's everything like simply now, because I know how everything going. I need to ask someone, and I know who is this guy, and it's everything like, you know, it's easier for me, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and that's everything.
One thing I did just want to mention is something that we saw you get involved with last season, something Martin's very excited for this coming season, is the schools program, where you're going into the schools, you're helping Matty and Joe with the assemblies. Is that something you enjoy, showing the kids what is ice hockey and trying to get them to come watch the Seahawks?
Yeah, sure. It's really important. It's I think it's good, like show to like England people, like our kids, because like most kids doesn't or don't know about the hockey, nothing. You know, it's was surprised me, like before in Swindon, I've been there like maybe 3 times, and in Hull maybe 5 times, but most kids doesn't know about the hockey, nothing. It's for me, it's really, really surprised, because in Czech Republic is like, no, the first sports in the our country, but this is really show me like they want to show to kids, and you know, it's something new, and that's good. And but I last year, if five kids speak to me, it's, I didn't understand anything. Nothing. Was really tough, and especially Yorkshire accent.
I imagine it's a bit of a difficult one to understand, maybe from some of the kids at a young age as well. But Martin, the schools program, something you're looking forward with your sort of your job away from Coventry to, you know, being part of this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always trying to find different ways of integrating sports. I've been around for a while. People like Emil touched on there, like hockey's not really that known, and it should be really, and stuff. And I've always tried to, especially with doing the radio and stuff with you, like American cultured kind of sports and stuff. And I always try and incorporate them into my PE lessons. And obviously being bought into the Seahawks agenda and stuff, I found out about the assemblies and stuff. And I've got Matty and that coming down in October. I've got it all penciled in my diary, and all the classes and all the kids at my school are absolutely buzzing about it. They can't wait. Because it's something different, and it's something that they can learn something new about. And I've bought all the hockey sets and stuff so we can do it in the sport. Well, I attempted hockey, actually, and the kids just had much more fun just beating me with the sticks, to be honest with you. They never even went for the puck. They got there's an opportunity to shin me, I think, because I do the reading half the time.
So, Matty, and of course, it's something that, you know, yourself and Joe and, you know, a few of the players worked really hard on last year, and expanding that, you know, across the region. It's, you know, we picked on it a little bit when we had Joe on the podcast, didn't we? But, you know, one of the key things with this year and the coming years for the Seahawks is to pack that rink and to make sure it's a success and to get as many people down watching the Seahawks as possible, buying the merch and that sort of thing. And one way to do that is to get the kids hooked.
Yeah, we've been working quite hard on it this summer, actually, behind the scenes. Me and Claire have been sort of booking in schools from literally the start of term in September. So we'll have at least one school a week all the way through. So yeah, she is. I just want to mention her because I know she'll be listening to this. But yeah, she is honestly a dime, and she's helped us so much. Well, me personally, because she helps me sort of to get in the schools and book the schools and all that stuff. I can go and do the, you know, these assemblies. It's no problem. But getting into the school is actually the hardest part. So, yeah, it's good. We're obviously trying to push more and get into schools. Obviously, for years we did this with the Stingrays and got it to a decent level. So yeah, it's, you know, you've got to get in with the schools. Emil loved it. He was, you know, doing penalty shots with kids and all that stuff. And even Temi, to be fair, Temi, I'll give him, you know, he was
better.
He really enjoyed them, and a lot more than Emil did. So. So
yeah,
we're hopefully Brock's good with the kids, because he'll be the next one I'm taking. So, yeah, but no, it's good. The kids love it, mate. They love us going in, and obviously they get free tickets for the games and stuff like that. So, yeah, it works. It works well.
No, I say it's a fantastic job opportunity, you know, for the schools and for the students of those schools, but also it does what it needs to do for the Seahawks, doesn't it, as well, in trying to grow the club and cement its sort of position here in the city. Sort of running out of time a little bit on behind the curtain this week, but we've got to touch up on it once more just before we go. Matty, there's a reason I think you brought these two together tonight. There is a bit of a friendship there, isn't there? I'm just going to come to you one more time. So, Tom, of course.
Bromance.
Bit of a bromance. But from when Emil joined the club, you know, I say it was a tough time, you know, particularly, you know, when Emil walked through the door with the band. But he immediately fit into sort of the locker room, didn't he? And it seemed instantly, you know, you could tell from being at the rink, you know, and I say online, you know, you can see the odd tweet flying between the two of you. You seem to get on really well. It's important, isn't it, that all players in the teams have sort of, you know, that the team gets on well, but, you know, particularly, you know, for players like Emil coming from abroad. That they do fit in well with some of the local lads.
Yeah, and like to be fair, when Emil come in, like just got a 10-gamer straight away. Like it's not. Just lighting someone up and getting a 10-gamer.
Like, that's it, bro.
Yeah.
Comes in, 10-game ban. Yes, bro. Yeah.
Thanks for coming. But yeah. So... Oh, so it's got to be like, it was tough for him coming in, but to like sort of take it like that and just saying, you know, he's been on holiday for the full season until Christmas, and like he took it real well, to be fair. And for a lad that like is English is not his first language, like
no,
credit
well.
To him, he does real well. It's like we take the mic, like,
bro.
Like the broken English, hilarious, but it's fair play to him, and to fit into a team like.
Yeah.
It's a group of lads like us not speaking the language. Like it's pretty impressive. So we'll give that to him. But I just don't mean I won't be taking the mick out of what he says. No, it's broken English.
He'll get battered every time for it, but he loves it. So
he loves it. He's just hammering a beer.
Smashing beers, like.
I did say you'd been training and sort of had one as soon as the skates come off today, Emil. Is that the secret to the off season? A beer as soon as the skates come off.
It's normal.
It's normal. It's easy.
Normal, yeah. Normal. For sure.
I sure did go in normal.
No, I want to say like it's for something like. Before, you know, it's 4 months in Czech Republic and everything. I speak like my language is everything. And I came to England and it's dressing room. It's everyone speaking like English. And I'm so confused, like first, like 2 weeks. But I wanted to say something and I didn't know how, like I say to like stops and I didn't really know him and he like understand me what I want to say. Let's just they say to guys and about the towns was the same. That was like helped me and everything. It was good. It was good like connections.
No, it seems so. Is this the best locker room you've been part of, Emil? Is this the most fun you've had in a team in your career?
Yeah, for sure, because we have stopped.
Because we have stubs.
he laughs if you say like I don't know like Brad, he's laughing.
Yeah, it's just it just seems like it's a whole world of little in jokes between.
So yeah, it's like a group chat. Me, Emil, and Nathan Salem, and like. We just put just random things at random times about in jokes and like no one else in the changing room thinks it's funny at all. Absolutely. Just laughing.
These two and Nate there could literally just sit there and laugh for an hour with nothing said. Just laughing. Like, to be fair, I'm the shit. Like, when we see his face, mate, honestly, I could just laugh at him for an hour as well.
And everyone is on a bus to be fair. So
yeah.
Sitting at the back.
The boys are
and,
losing their head.
Farmer loses his head. Towner turns in, loses his head.
Yeah, losing.
Wilcox hates it.
Hates it.
Two young kids can't sleep and we're just laughing at the back.
I can't wait to see Bobby's going to like lose the plot. Like, it's going to be great to watch.
Honestly, what we need is one of these all or nothing documentaries just following this team around for a year. I think it'd be absolutely stellar.
I'm going to let this out now because I ain't told anyone. We are doing that in pre-season. That's the first time I've told anyone, but we are going to do a little doc in pre-season. So we're going to have the lads that PPV are going to come and follow these idiots about for a week.
Can't follow Mike around for
no, you can't follow Mike. But yeah, it'll be hilarious. So we're gonna see how that comes out.
Podcast exclusive news. I think that's the way to finish
there you
this
go.
Episode of Behind the Curtain. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been, you know, one of the funniest ones we've had so far. I know who to come to if I need a laugh track recording. it's been fantastic. First of all, Matty, thanks very much for joining us. Absolute pleasure as always. You sat in the background with this one, just laughing away like me and myself and Martin have.
Yeah.
Got to say thanks very much to Tom. You know, absolute pleasure as always. You know, you're going to be on the rink in a few minutes, I suppose, for another late night session. But obviously, pleasure to speak to you here on Behind the Curtain. I'm sure you'll join us at some point during the year.
Yeah, cheers, lads.
And Emil as well. Thanks very much. I'm sure, you know, you've had your session already for the day. You know, you're at home. You know, a bit of food and a beer, but, you know, you've still joined us here on Behind the Curtain. We've got to say thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I really enjoyed that.
Okay. Once again, you know, absolutely, it'll be great to have you on at another point during the season. And that's been episode 13 here of Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain. We hope you've enjoyed this one, because myself, Matty and Martin have certainly enjoyed listening to it live here in the studio. Make sure that you download, like, share the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on the YouTube link as well, if you want to see a tour of Emil's house. You know, you know, if you have listened to us on Spotify, if you want to see it, make sure you watch the YouTube as well. We like those hits. And make sure you're back with us next week for episode 14 of Behind the Curtain.